What is up, boys and girls, and everything in between? It's Bear With Us. I'm Matt, she's Leah, and aside from a throbbing in your elbow because you just struck your funny bone off the side of the chair, how are you, my dear?
I'm great, thank you. I'm a little tired.
Understandably so. Full disclosure, as we often offer on Bear With Us, Leah and I are both, as the kids say, running on fumes.
Is that what the kids say?
I don't think kids say that. I think that was like a thing that old people like said when I was a kid. Yeah. But I am running on fumes. We red-eyed it back to the east side of the U.S. last night. And
from the old state of Denver. I mean.
Wow. I didn't realize we were in that realm right now.
Oh,
this is
going to
be. I just got really excited for
you
the rest
guys,
of this episode.
It's going to be a time.
From the state of Denver. The county of Colorado.
Yes. No, the state of Colorado. It was a long night of traveling, but we're here.
We are here. I even went
and worked out once we got home. What is up with that?
There's a fine line between motivation and insanity. Yeah. I believe you crossed over, my dear.
Love that for me.
Well, that makes one of us. I'll go back to the gym tomorrow. I promise.
Oh, really?
I swear.
You've been going to the gym again. I love that.
Okay. See,
Your ass is on fire.
I don't know if
not because you ate a burrito.
Right. There's a lot of ways that could be taken. None of which extremely positive. Let's drop a bomb to kick things off here.
Oh, okay. Drop a bomb.
Sort of. It's a small bomb.
Speaking
it's not
of
like
your
a
ass
warhead.
Being on fire.
Wow, this is really devolving quickly. We keep talking week after week after week that we've got some huge news coming your way, and we can finally tell you with complete confidence the announcement is coming next week.
Next week. We're going to tell you guys. How exciting!
That's what we in the biz call a tease.
A little tease. I hate to put
expectations any higher than they already are for anything in our life.
Yeah, we're going to announce this. Everyone's going to be like, what? Ew. Lame.
Let's be honest. It's going to be big.
It's big.
This is pretty much the biggest news we've had on Bear With Us.
No, I mean,
aside,
our engagement.
This pertains to the business side of Bear With Us and what we are building here collectively with you, the Bear With Us faithful, for whom we are eternally grateful.
Yes, it's because of you guys that this is even happening, and it's blowing my mind that we're here at the point where we're going to be able to fill everyone in, and I am so excited. I'm not gonna give any hints because I'm really bad
at it. Yeah, no more hints. You've danced on the line quite enough. You are tap dancing.
Hey, I did a little time step. Shuffle, ball change. This is going to be a fun day. This is going to be a fun episode.
I don't know if I'm adequately prepared. I might have to start drinking at the beginning of this episode as opposed to waiting until after.
Ball change.
While Leah is changing balls, we want to remind you to continue doing what you're doing. You guys have been awesome. Fill in the mailbag, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Engagement on our social media channels has been awesome, whether it be the YouTube page, the Instagram, Twitter. Like, subscribe, follow, sign up, tell a friend, share a clip, put our stuff on your story. Help us out here.
Yeah, I cannot talk. You guys, I am so sorry. I'm apologizing now for how awful I'm going to be this episode. But we've been seeing your recent comments and reviews on our podcast apps on the podcast
app? Podcasting apps, like the hosting networks and whatnot.
Yeah, and I love seeing all of your comments and your reviews. It makes my heart smile. So thank you so much for that. Keep that up.
And help spread the word of the most unqualified yet somehow amazing romance podcast on the planet Earth. Is that what we are? Are we a romance podcast?
Yeah. If you're a new listener, how would we describe ourselves? I guess we're just basically a bunch of morons giving unsolicited advice on relationships and bringing awareness.
It didn't really sound that very glamorous.
No, it's not glamorous. But basically, we're here to talk about things that couples go through, relationship issues, relationship problems. We're not perfect. We're just kind of shedding light on all of our issues. We air it all out on here with you guys. We have a fight, we talk about it. We don't hold back. And we just kind of want to bring some normalcy to all of the problems and issues that couples deal with.
In short form, we are here to commiserate with you because we have both screwed up plenty of times in our life. And if nothing else, we have tried to learn from our mistakes. So maybe you too can learn from our mistakes.
That has screwed up a little more than I have.
I screw up pretty regularly. Last week was not one of those times. I can honestly say across the board, everybody agreed with me. The cat was a red flag.
Sure, the cat was a red flag. But if you look at the comments on the Instagram post, people understand where I'm coming from.
Sure.
People understand both sides because when it comes to pets, some people love pets more than others. And you have to figure out what you're going to do with your pets. If you didn't listen last week, basically this listener.
If you didn't listen last week, jump in the archives and listen to last week.
Sure, but I just want to give a little background. This guy had asked about this girl he was seeing who was not ready to commit to the relationship, but also was still flying to Vegas to see her ex's, the cat that lived with her ex. And so, yes, that's a red flag. I agree, especially because she doesn't want to commit. But I do think a lot of people share custody of pets. And I just think it's a hard thing when you're with someone for a while. What are you going to do with the pet? I don't know. It's a little confusing.
I appreciate your attempt at devil's advocacy. Your heart was in the right place, but you're going to take the L on this one.
I'm not like you. I will gladly admit when I'm wrong.
I don't ask for much. Can you please just in a public forum?
You don't ask for much.
Say
my ass.
I ask for that all the time. Doesn't mean I get it. I can't always get what I want.
Well, that's for
But
sure.
In this instance, I'm going to get what I need, please, for my own ego and sanity and well-being.
Babe, I already said it. I was wrong. You were right. I was not wrong, but you were right.
Okay, that's all. That's all. That's
and
all
that's
I needed.
It. I have no issue admitting that. I'm not like you. You can never admit when you're wrong. You have no humility. It drives me insane.
Never wrong.
Babe, you're so f***ing annoying. You're always wrong.
I'm not always wrong, and I am here to help at least some of our listeners because it is, in fact, the week prior to the most romantic day of the year for some and one of the most miserable for others. VD, it's that time of year. Valentine's Day is back.
I think it's a little overrated.
Yeah, me too.
Valentine's Day is so overrated. Why do you need a day to be sweet? You have 364 other days of the year you can do nice things for your partner.
And
you don't need one day to do that.
From experience, when you spend the other 364 days being as romantic as humanly possible, by the time that 365th day hits, it's a hell of a task. It's a big ask. Ask with a K. It's not a...
Babe, you're delusional.
I was on the same flight as you. I may have got about an extra 40 minutes of sleep over you, but I'm still in the same boat.
No, but let's talk about Valentine's Day for a little bit.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Do you have any good stories from the past, like, you know, middle school, high school?
No, because I hated Valentine's Day because I just always thought it was kind of lame. Like, I don't recall my parents going out of each other's way for Valentine's Day. It was just a thing. And I swear, in our lifetime, Valentine's Day has grown. Exponentially. I think it was like a minor holiday when I was a kid. It felt that way. It was like right up there with Flag Day and Arbor Day.
No.
Like you had the big ones, you had Christmas, Easter, Halloween.
I don't think it's on the same level as Arbor Day and Flag
Day.
Okay,
maybe St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah, it's kind of like St. Patrick's Day level. In between.
I know a lot of people love Arbor Day.
Like who? Name one person.
You don't know.
You're a liar.
You never met him.
But, okay, so for me growing up, Valentine's Day was, like, whatever. My dad doesn't even remember my mom's birthday, so how is he going to remember Valentine's Day? So it was nothing, really, in our house. But in school, you know, we would do Carnation Day. I think it was called Carnation Day, and you would send people carnations and send people, like, with a little card.
Little note, like,
and
to,
then some people would get all these carnations, and then some people wouldn't even get any.
Right.
And I hated that so much when they would come in. It's like almost in Mean Girls. And none for you, Glenn Coco. You know, it makes you feel so bad, and I hated that.
Were you Regina George or were you Glenn Coco?
I was in the middle.
Okay.
I wasn't the girl that got a bunch of them, but I always got carnations, you know, at least girlfriends, and then sometimes, you know, a secret admirer.
Have you ever sent anything to yourself? I know that's like a movie trope.
Like in Clueless?
Like girls just send themselves flowers
I mean, I buy myself flowers all the time, but I don't send them to myself. Like if I'm at Trader Joe's or something, I get a nice little bouquet, or at the farmer's market.
Right.
I'm not saying you don't get me flowers, but I like to buy myself fresh flowers sometimes.
Sure.
I don't send them to myself, though.
I didn't know. I was just curious. It just popped into my mind hearing you say secret admirers, because I think more often than not, especially when a dude did it, it was like, yeah, Look at all these. We used to have candy grams. So you get like a candy cane or some, or a lollipop or whatever like that. Same deal. They'd write your name and you would feel really special for 6 minutes.
Oh, breaks my heart thinking about people that didn't get any. That's really sad. It's up. Like, why would they even do that? Like, I just do away with it. And it's not one of those things. Everyone gets a trophy because you participated. It's not that. I just, for Val, it's just sad. You know, you don't have anyone that bought you a flower. It makes me, it breaks
my heart. I think is why, it's part of, probably by design, like part of the reason why Valentine's Day has grown into what it is now, which is a monstrosity, particularly for dudes, where like, if you don't do something more often than not, you're going to get at least a dirty look or a, not necessarily anger, but, oh, that was nice.
Like a little disappointment.
Because especially in the day and age of social media, it's look what my man did. Oh. Look what we did. Look at how extravagant our Valentine's Day was, which, you know.
Here's the thing I'm going to say. I'm going to put this out here right now. If you're looking at social media and you're comparing what you're seeing on people's stories and what they're posting, I guarantee you a lot of those people, what they're posting, they're not happy. Just because they're posting, oh, look at these beautiful flowers that my partner got me, or we went on this great date. You know what they probably did that date? Sat there both on their phones and didn't even conversate. So you can't compare your life to what you see on social media. So many people post. I guarantee a lot of people are buying for themselves or renting things and putting it out there just for show. Right. So I just want to remind everyone that's listening, if you don't get a beautiful bouquet, if you don't get a great grand gesture, that's okay, because what you're seeing on social media, these people may have gotten these things, but I guarantee not everyone is happy, and what they're putting out there is not what they're experiencing in real life.
Or certainly exceptions to that rule, but yeah, sure. You're there definitely are right. Exceptions. Yeah, you can't hold yourself to the standards that aren't necessarily tangible or real, which, as we learn day by day, is the case with social media. Speaking of, make sure you follow us at Bear With Us Pod on Instagram, because in the lead up to this massive announcement next week, it's gonna get good.
It's gonna get real good. It's gonna get hot and dirty, sexy, funky.
You took me. I was really into everything you were throwing down there until it got funky.
No, but when it comes to Valentine's Day, I think, yes, is it sweet to do a romantic gesture for your partner? Sure. But if you're a good partner all year round, why do you need a day to do something like that?
I totally agree.
I think I'm contradicting what I said last year, because I do agree. It's nice and it's sweet to do something romantic. But if you're doing something all the time, I'm not saying it has to be all the time, but if that's the only day of the year you're doing something romantic, then that's up,
But I think it the emphasis is put on it because it's Valentine's Day, because it's advertisable, and there's, you got to go buy this, and there's commerce, it's business, it's big business nowadays. But I think the important thing to realize is just be present with who you love,
right?
Even if it's not a romantic partner, just if you want to celebrate love, there's a lot of ways to do it.
Go out
with your single friends and just
be take your mom to lunch or something,
and don't worry about what anybody else is doing. That said, last year I decided it was due time for me to step up my Valentine's Day game, particularly after the pandemic, where we were looking for any reason to celebrate, really.
Yes.
And the world started to open enough to where we could function. And I went all in last year.
You did.
And dare I say, I won Valentine's Day last year for the first time in my life.
You did. You did a great job. And I just like to do a nice dinner. For me, any excuse to have a nice dinner, once in a while, we like to do that. It's been a minute since we've actually gone out and had like a nice romantic dinner.
Right.
But we like to do that somewhat regularly. So it's not like, oh, it's Valentine's Day, now we have to do it. But it was a great excuse to go out, had a great dinner, got dressed up. And it was so romantic. We were at the top of Mount Washington overlooking the city. It was just stunning, beautiful, perfect, romantic. And then you're like, well, we have to get out of here. I'm like, where are we going? Because again, this was still pandemic times. Like, things aren't completely open. And you rented out Polkra, which is a lingerie shop here in Lawrenceville, and I had the best time. It was just us. We got to drink champagne and shop, and you were like, whatever you want. I'm like, whatever I want. I felt like I was in Pretty Woman.
I sort of outdid myself last year, but so that I raised the bar, and I only have myself to blame. Yes. So this year, I can't spill the beans yet, obviously.
You have something planned?
I do have something planned.
Babe.
And it's unusual, and it's not I don't think it's extravagant, but I think it's cool. And I put in some effort. I actually put a little planning into this one.
Yeah, you're doing this ahead of time.
Listen,
who are you?
You're about to be my wife. I got to go into the wedding day with all the points I can muster, because after that, it's just going to be a steady decline.
That's not true.
No, it's not. It was a joke. But I put in some effort, and hopefully it will be successful enough that we will fill you in on all the gory details next week, which will be post Valentine's Day. And the day where we make our huge, life-changing, game-changing announcement.
You're really talking and hyping this up. It's not going to live up to the hype. It's definitely not.
This sounds like blasphemy coming from Miss Manifestation. I'm putting positive vibes into the air.
I love that.
We're reversing roles today. Who? Where I am bringing the PMA to the world. I am uplifting or attempting to uplift my better half because I'm so in love and it's the most romantic week of the year.
And I have to get a root canal the next day, so that f***ing sucks.
No, I have to fly halfway across the earth, so I think I might rather have a root canal in that particular instance. But the other thing I'm thinking, back to just being present and doing whatever works for whatever your situation is, I still have a soft spot in my heart for like a frozen pizza and a cheap bottle of wine.
Oh, sure.
Like, there's nothing wrong. Have you ever done that, like, whether it be for Valentine's Day or any, just cheap and sit on the couch and watch a movie, but just be present with each other.
I think just being present is the most important. I mean, a cheap bottle of wine and a frozen pizza, I call that Tuesday night. I feel like that's something that we're very good, I think, about being present and spending our time together and enjoying our time and, you know, unplugging, not thinking about work, not being on our phones. I think we're very good at that. So I'm proud of us for that. But I just think, you know, it's not about big, extravagant, expensive gifts or big gestures. Like Matt said, grab a bottle of wine, hang out at home, have a movie that you're going to watch, something that you've been looking forward to, and just unplugging, put your phones away. And I'm a big card person. I love cards.
You do love
to
cards.
To me, cards are meaningful. I don't just go to the store and grab, this is for husband. Okay, great. Grab the first. Oh, husband. I don't do that. I like to read the card. I like it to be meaningful. And to me, that's like the best gift you can give, a nice, meaningful card, or get a blank card and write a beautiful message inside because it comes from the heart and just say something sweet and romantic. That doesn't cost anything. It costs you like $5. So go, if you are looking for an idea for something to do for Valentine's Day, I guarantee if you take the time to write a heartfelt card, a message in a card for your partner, they are going to love it. That's sweet and romantic and inexpensive. I just think that's just the cutest thing.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I think there's definitely something to be said for the simplicity of a night like that, whether you do that for Valentine's Day or any of the other 364 days a year. Yeah, let's do that. How do we abolish Valentine's Day? Let's just make love like a year-long thing.
I love that.
You know how Christmas time, yes,
like
there are stressors.
To Christmas.
Yeah, Thanksgiving to Christmas, I think everyone would agree, is just the greatest stretch of the year.
Right.
Yes, there are stressors. Yes, you're dealing with family and travel and dinners.
Buying gifts.
Yeah, there are plenty of different headaches that go into it. But ultimately, the vibe of everything. You walk into a mall, I don't care if there are a million people, which there usually are, there's music and there's lights and it just kind of lifts everybody's spirits.
Yeah.
I would love for us to celebrate Christmas and Halloween multiple times a year and get rid of all the other holidays, including Valentine's Day. But just keep that mentality of, hey, I got to do something big. It's Valentine's Day. Don't make that Valentine's Day exclusive.
Right.
If you put forth the effort, and you should on both sides of the relationship, no matter what the dynamic is, just because once in a while, once in a blue moon, and you don't have to go over the top, and it doesn't have to be extravagant, but just a little gesture like that, that we all, men in particular, tend to save for Valentine's Day because we have to, so that our other half isn't pissed off at us. I think if you just think, hey, this would be cool. Would this work on Valentine's Day? Guess what? It works in June too.
Right. I think too, it's, if I'm looking at the other side of the coin, maybe it's a good reminder sometimes for someone to be like, I haven't done anything in a while for my partner. I need to step my game up. And if we didn't have Valentine's Day, maybe they wouldn't do something romantic for their partner or do something nice for their partner, because sometimes people need a reminder. But maybe Valentine's Day is a good reminder of that.
Well,
you
sure.
I'm saying,
okay, everyone's listening. Whatever you do for Valentine's Day, you're not wrong. I mean, it's everyone's prerogative how they deal with it. But like, why not just keep that in mind? Like, that's a thing that I've learned through life, is like, okay, you can't reserve being present and making your partner feel special just for one day of the year. You have to make that as regular as possible. It is impossible to do it 365 days a year, if we're being real here now for a minute. But that gesture, that mentality of, okay, I just want to be sweet, it goes a long way, guys. Nothing says sweetness like Leah's digestive system.
Excuse me. I actually have a funny story from Valentine's Day. This is embarrassing. I think I told you and the kids a story a few months ago, and they still bring it up to me, and they're like, oh, remember that kid? Blah, blah, blah. You guys will get it when I tell a story. So it's in eighth grade. I was dating this kid. I didn't even like this kid, but, you know, sometimes when you're in middle school, you're just like, oh, like if someone asks to be your girlfriend,
right,
or
yeah.
you're just like, okay,
yeah.
Which is so crazy, you know, the fact that you think you know what love and relationships and things are when you're fucking, what, 12?
Right.
So, and I was his girlfriend, and I would go home every day and be like, oh my God, I don't even like him. Why am I with him, you know?
With him being like, you guys might hold hands in the hallway.
Eat lunch together yeah. or something. Yeah. Or if you go to the movies with a group of friends, you sit next to each other and hold
right,
hands
right.
or something. But, and I felt so bad. I was already cringing at the thought of being his girlfriend. It was like a few weeks long. And, you know, you'd have to talk on the phone. Like, you would call each other that night, like after school.
Yeah.
After
yeah,
I would
that?
Have
just,
my Mountain Dew and yeah. I would my Funyuns and
Land
I'd be
lines.
On the phone. Hey, I'm not gonna say his name, but I'm like, hey, you know, blah blah blah. Like, I don't even know. Shy. What did I even
Why
talk to?
Why did you say his name?
Him?
Does he listen to the show?
No, but I just don't want to put him on
is
blast.
Is he creeping on you all
like
these
that?
Years later?
No.
Do I gotta worry about this? Is he? Let me see your DMs.
But I will never forget. It was Valentine's Day. I went to Knox Trail Junior High in Spencer. We were in the booth. We had booths in the cafeteria, and he was sitting across from me, and he got me this huge teddy bear with chocolates. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I don't even like him. This is so bad. He's giving me these gifts. And I was like, I don't want to be your girlfriend anymore. As he gave me the gifts and the chocolate.
Did you give it back?
No, I kept it.
You're awful.
I kept it. Of course I kept
awful.
It.
Awful human being. So I can actually relate to this on your friend's side of things, because my earliest and basically only Valentine's Day memory was I convinced my parents that I had to buy, I think it was a teddy bear. It wasn't a giant teddy bear. It was like a department store, Hills, I think it was. It was a store we used to have here in Pittsburgh. And I was so excited. I'm like, oh yeah, I got to give this to my girlfriend. I was probably in sixth grade maybe. And I was like, I think it was the first time I ever bought something for a girl in any capacity.
Well, your parents
My
bought
parents
it.
Bought it, right.
Which is so f***ed up when you think about it. Like, I'm not going to give my kids money to buy their f***ing 10-year-old boyfriend a present. F*** off.
Wow. You hate love.
No.
You are a murderer of love.
No, maybe I would. I would.
But anyway, maybe you shouldn't, because young Matt rolled into elementary school with all the swagger of James Dean, feeling like I was the coolest kid on the planet.
So you brought your teddy bear to school.
Well, what was I going to do? Go to her house?
Right.
I mean, I was in
well,
elementary school.
I guess so
school.
Did my ex-boyfriend did the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I brought it to school, and I had not even had the opportunity to present it to her, and she dumped me.
So what did you do with the teddy bear?
I believe I gave it to a friend. Like a female just friend that I had no real romantic feelings for.
You were like, here, I got this for you.
Yeah, totally. I just pivoted.
You just played it off.
Yeah,
oh like, my God, that's smooth.
I didn't even want to give this to you anyway. What you doing, girl?
Smooth like butter.
That was me.
Criminal undercover.
Yeah. That was really my only negative Valentine's Day memory, because after that, I just, maybe that's what it was. It was a secret childhood trauma.
Right.
Which
now
makes
you
me
have,
just have anxiety. But yeah. But I don't have anxiety this year. I actually took forth.
Wait, but can't even believe how long have you been preparing for this?
I would say at least a month.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm so
and
proud of
you. And when I say
you.
Preparing, I mean there's just communications like, that sure. You need to wait and find out about this and when this is available and scheduling and things like that.
What are we going to do? Is it an activity?
Just, you're going to have to wait and see.
Will it affect my root canal the next day?
I had the most amazing answer, and I just it just slipped because it was not quick enough.
Oh.
The moment has passed. I was going to make a filthy, dirty joke, but
Well, get your mind out of the gutter, boy.
With any success, if this gift goes as planned, I fully never mind.
You're gonna give me a root canal? Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, that seems a bit weird and not sexy
no.
in any capacity.
This root canal is really taking over my life. I can't stop thinking about it. I have anxiety about it. I don't want to do it. I think about it as soon as I wake up. It's the last thing I think about before I go to sleep. You guys, do root canals hurt that bad? Can you guys let me know? Calm my nerves a little bit? No pun intended.
Bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Send your well wishes to poor Miss Leah.
Comment on the Instagram or something.
Inspire Tweet her me. With your bravery.
Please let me know if it's bad or not. I'm scared. Is it as bad as getting your wisdom teeth out? Maybe it's worse.
No. I had my wisdom teeth out. That sucked.
I had my wisdom teeth out and it was okay. I had holes in my mouth for like ever. Tic Tacs would get stuck in there and lost in there. I'd be like, where'd my Tic Tac go? Stuck in the hole in my mouth from my wisdom teeth.
Wow.
But that was fun. So I have such anxiety about it, but I know we're not talking about that, but I can't stop thinking about it.
Well, since that's all that's on your mind right now, I will do my best on our Valentine's Day soiree to free your mind from the fear.
Free your mind.
The rest will follow.
Be
colorblind.
Be colorblind.
Don't be so shallow.
Don't be so shallow.
Did we just have a duet?
We sure did.
Yeah.
Can we be like Sonny and Cher?
Nope.
You're Sonny, I'm Cher, obviously. How are we going to survive the rest of the day?
I don't know.
I'm so concerned for us. And I'm concerned that if anyone is still listening to this, I apologize.
Yeah.
It's really gone off the rails.
Completely.
I remember when I said that Denver was a state.
Yep. That's how we kicked things off. And it has been exactly as anticipated in the wake.
I think we have to dive into the mailbag here.
I think that's probably the safest thing we can do right now.
I didn't get any of the ones you sent me, by the way. Well, I did. Wow. Okay.
See?
Oh, hold on. Let me try that again.
This week, the Bear With Us mailbag is brought to you courtesy of Kappa Kanya, CAPACAGNA. I know it's the dead of winter, but try the rosé. It's really, really good.
You guys, it's so good.
KappaKanya.com. Find your availability, and if we can get it to you, enjoy.
We will.
You know what I just did? I just did a commercial impromptu on the fly.
Babe, that's really good. I'm really, you're really so proud good. Of myself. I need to get on your level, but I never will, and I'm okay with that. I'm just going to be the one that drives everything off the rails, and then you just get us back on track. And I'm just going to sing and burp and call states the wrong thing. Okay.
You just blew my head up. That's what
Here's
that was.
The mail that never fails and makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail. All right.
I'm putting my sunglasses on so people on YouTube get something special.
You're killing me today.
I'm doing You're the mailbag. I am. I should have never
taken
these sunglasses.
You're basically Bernie.
It's Bernie like weekend at Bernie's. Yeah.
You're like.
I dance the same way as well, so it's.
Oh, honey, I know. Question number one, honey. Hi, Matt and Leah. I have been with my guy for it will be 2 years in March. We are engaged and in the process of buying a home next month and starting to plan our wedding. It's a lot all at once. We had some disagreements on the house purchase and it caused tension and fighting, which has reduced the excitement and almost has me more worried than excited now. I feel off and distant. Is this normal when facing big steps in a relationship? And how do you come back from it stronger and so confident in your relationship? Also, I want to add, I get really bad PMS symptoms when I'm close to my period. And did I write this?
I know,
I'm so confused.
I was going to say, you're not supposed to fill our own mailbag.
I get really bad PMS symptoms when I'm close to my period. And this month, given all the stress of what we're dealing with, I was even more emotional and irrational. He doesn't really understand hormones, which has caused fights before, and has a hard time being supportive of me through them. I communicated I need him to be my safe place and just reassure me sometimes it's going to be okay. But this month he shied away, not even realizing it, which made me freak out on him thinking he doesn't care. How do you deal with your hormones? Like, legitimately, I could have written this email.
Yeah.
That feels like everything that we've gone through in the last 6 months.
Yeah, there's a lot to take apart there. So let's start at the top with the massive
house.
Steps.
Yes.
And these are massive life steps, and you're doing them in a very, very short period of time. Some things, you know, these are things that most people space out over a lifetime.
Right.
Most people don't buy a house, get married, like all within, you know, a few months of each other. That's
which
that's
we're
rare.
Doing
which,
as well.
Yeah, we are literally going through the exact same thing. You figure we moved into our new place in September. Come April, we will be married. Like,
right.
Huge steps, and they all come with stressors. Leah, to her credit, is amazing and unflappable when it comes to handling that sort of stuff.
Aww.
So that takes a lot of pressure off of me. But there are disagreements. There are times where you're going to butt heads, and that's inevitable. That's a relationship. Never mind when you're dealing with actual huge life events. So the important thing is to know. You know now, obviously you composed the email, that there are going to be headaches and hiccups, so you're prepared. Just know that once you come out on the back end, like once the house project is finished or the moving in or the wedding or whatever big step you're about to take, you can look back on it and go, oh, this is awesome. It was worth it. It was worth the headache.
You made it.
You made it through. And it actually makes you, in my opinion, stronger, because what more is there in the world that can come between you and a partner other than another partner? I mean, the relationship aspect of things. But as far as life events go, there's some pretty heavy things right there. So if you guys make it through that, there really shouldn't be too much you can't endure.
And I think, like you said, it made you stronger. And in relationships, yeah,
sorry,
I can't
I feel like
talk to you with your sunglasses on. In relationships, we all go through ups and downs, hard times, good times, bad times, you know, and that is life. Those are relationship issues everyone deals with. And if you, I say it all the time, if you think you don't have a problem in your relationship, you're lying and you're in denial.
That's your first problem.
Yes. So, you know, you are going to go through issues when you get a house. You are going to go through issues when you're planning a wedding. But you have to remind yourself, oh, there's a reason why we're buying a house together, because right. we want to be together. There's a reason why we're getting married, because we want to spend the rest of our lives together. So you can't let these things that you really want come in the way of your relationship. Like, I've seen people that get like break up while they're planning a wedding because they can't even deal with the pressure. It's like, well, I think you're forgetting the whole reason why you're getting married. The whole point about getting married is you love each other. You want to spend the rest of your lives together.
And you're a teammate.
And now you're letting that, like the planning of that, get in the way of you too. And then you break up, and it's crazy. But I mean, I guess it wasn't meant to be if that's the case.
Right.
But I just think you have to stay on the same page and know it's not you against your partner. It's you and your partner against the problem. And I think that that is super important to remember when you're going through major life changes.
That was pretty heavy right there. Say that again.
It's not you against your partner. It's you and your partner against the problem.
Fantastic. I love it.
I'm glad I was good for something.
No, it was great. It was excellent. That's when your mind just starts going every once in a while. You have a moment
you hit
of clarity.
Something right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And as far as the second part of the conversation regarding the female issues, I know very, very well. We've discussed it probably too many times on this show. This is where the communication tenet comes into play. If you're feeling down and out, I know my instinct is to try to fix things. We just talked about this 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
If Leah's in a bad mood, and I know this in the rare instance where I know I didn't do anything wrong, and Leah just gets overwhelmed is the term you always use. I just feel overwhelmed by life and planning all these different things. If Leah communicates to me that it's not my fault, that she's just in this place, and a lot of times it syncs up around the same time
right,
of month.
Right.
It is all interconnected.
Nothing could be wrong at all in my life, but I could just be emotional because that's the time of month that my emotions are running wild, and that is okay. You're not wrong. There's nothing bad about it. That's just how the human body works for a female. Sometimes it just gets the best of you, and it's okay. And I think if you tell your partner, like, hey, this has nothing to do with you. I'm just emotional today. I'm just in a bad mood. I just feel like crying. It has nothing to do with you. Just let me be. And I communicate. I tell you that. I'm mm-hmm. like, babe, I just need to cry. I just want to be left alone. I want to go get a massage. I want to go watch a movie and lay in bed and take a bath or whatever. And for a long time, you would get annoyed and almost like, well, what the hell? Like, I didn't even do anything. It's
right.
Like, no, no, no. Literally nothing to do with you. This is me, my time. I need to be, and I need to get through this. Again, I could be, literally, I could stub my toe, and I'm like, oh my God, the world is over. Like, everything sucks. And, you know, I'm just like so overdramatic. But I know I'm being, and sometimes I'm like, babe, I'm being dramatic right now. Okay. I need to be dramatic.
And any dudes who may be listening to this, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Women tend to get irrational from time to time, and that's okay. Just let them do them. And women, from the guy's perspective, just let your guy know when it's coming
yes.
to the best of your ability,
right.
because honestly, it can creep up on you.
Right.
There have been
sometimes
times
it
where
just happens.
In
I'm
the
like,
middle
holy
of the afternoon,
shit.
I'm like, wow, we had a great morning. What the hell? And then
I'm like, don't look at me.
Yeah. That was this morning, actually.
But it's just about communication. And
yeah.
like sometimes I won't even realize it until like it's a little too late, and like, but you'll realize it, and you're like, oh, okay. And I can tell that you are just being super nice and super kind. That's what I need from you. And everyone is different. Like the way that this person is when she's having PMS, like, it could be different than me. So, like, everyone is different. You just need to communicate to your partner what you need. When I am going through it, I need you to tell me I'm pretty. I need you to tell me everything's great. You're doing everything right. Like, I love you. You're perfect. Like, that's just what I need to hear from you. That's what I need. And if I'm not getting that and I'm like, what the fuck? And you're like, oh, shit. Okay, babe, you're great. Everything's, you know, and I'm just telling you, tell me this. I'll feel better.
Baby, you're pretty. You're beautiful. I love you. I love being around you. I love spending time with you. I love staring at you.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you. You're wildly talented.
Yes, that's all I need to hear sometimes.
Above average vocalist.
Thank you.
I can't lie to you.
I am above average.
I mean, well, okay. What else is in the bag?
That was a good question. Legitimately, I can relate to every single thing that they wrote.
Me too.
All right. Question number two, honey. Hey, guys. So I dated this guy for 4-ish years. We broke up because we had crazy busy schedules and lacked some communication. Well, there's your first problem. We have a lot of mutual friends, and about a year ago, he walked me down the aisle at our friend's wedding. We ended up hooking up that night and have been hooking up ever since. I'm scared that if we get back together, it's just going to end again. We always have gotten along well and really enjoy each other's company. Do I get back with my ex or move on? Ugh, God, I hate the ex questions. So messy. And there's no right or wrong answer when it comes to your ex. I think, personally, if you break up with someone, there's a reason it ended.
Right.
You know, gotta cut ties and move on. But if it ended over something that you feel like was an issue that is now resolved and can be fixed and you can both move on without harping over, harping over the past, then I think that's okay. But you have to remember there's a reason you broke up in the first place. And a lot of the times, I hate to say this, men don't change. They like to think they change. You like to think you can change a man. Oh, it's fine. He'll change for me. He loves me. He'll make changes. No, it's not going to happen. But I don't know the situation. Yeah, I don't know what the issue was. You know, it's
a case by case basis. No, I don't think there was an actual
just busy schedules and lack of communication.
Well, I mean, that's the case. I mean, if it was literally just, hey, we don't have enough time to hang out with one another and you guys start kind of slowly falling apart, that's a different situation than you came home and he was in bed with somebody else, right? There are certain things that you just shouldn't even entertain forgiveness for.
Or like being mentally abusive or things like that. Like, sure, yeah, you get out of that.
If he made you feel less than or it was a constant toxic environment, then of course that's not even worth revisiting. But that sounds like, okay, they just didn't have time for each other. They're probably in different places in their life. I mean, and they've obviously stayed in the same close circle of friends. I think the worst thing you can do is enter into any sort of relationship with that doubt, with that fear, because you're already stepping up to the plate with two strikes against you, thinking like, oh, and in my opinion, you'd be more likely to focus on any little tiny mistake where it's like, oh, okay, I'm already not comfortable. Oh, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. When maybe it wouldn't have been had this been a new relationship.
Right.
But I think you just kind of have to play it by ear. Just you're going into this with your eyes open. You know what this dude is about or what he has been in the past. And obviously it wasn't some nasty, hateful, argumentative, contentious breakup. So who knows? Maybe the second time around works out. Maybe it's worth a shot. Conversely, I would also say the minute you start feeling that there are too many red flags or that you're getting flashbacks to the uglier part or the less glamorous part of your relationship, I mean, only you can answer that question.
And I think if the communication was an issue and you both know that, you can work on that. That's communication is something that can be worked on.
And should
all
be.
You have to do is talk more.
Right.
Communicate more. Like, it's not like there's this big issue. If that's the only issue, the work schedules and the communication, that can be worked on.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that you guys are gravitating back towards each other, you're hooking up again, you're being around each other, you like being around each other, I don't see anything wrong with trying to work things back out again. If you guys are both on the same page about wanting to communicate and realizing, okay, we have to get better with making time for each other, you know? And why do you even have to put a label on it? If right now you're just having fun hooking up and doing your thing and not having to deal with the stress of the pressure of being in a relationship, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Amen.
We got time for one more, boy?
Let's do one more.
All right. Question?
My gaslight just came on. I've got less than 2 gallons
left. I know, mine did too. I just, during that last conversation, I was like,
I gotta commend you. You really pulled yourself together. I mean, since we started this conversation in the state of Denver, you have.
Why? I can't even believe I said that. That is so embarrassing.
You've rallied rather nicely and spit out a little bit of valuable wisdom. What was the one? It's not you versus your partner. It's you and your partner versus the problem. I like that.
I'm glad that you like that
so
much.
I do like that. Maybe I'll subscribe. And while Leah's queuing up the mailbag, I want to remind you to like and subscribe and comment.
Oh my God, you're annoying with that. If I was listening, I'd be like, delete.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't want to subscribe. Unsubscribe, take away my comments, 1 star. Because I'd be like, you're just way too thirsty.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah, way too thirsty. You need to hydrate a little bit.
Listen, I looked at the analytics for our show and found that most people listen to this here podcast on a computer itself. So perhaps
someone's
just sort of surfing the web at work or they're listening to this. In their headphones. They're usually some sort of laptop-style device. That's where most of the downloads are coming from. So maybe they're scrolling and they go, oh, you know what? I didn't subscribe to the official Bear With Us.
Then what the fuck are you doing? That's subscribe now, bitches.
Wow. This just got really, really dangerous.
I really went a long time without swearing. I didn't swear too much today, I don't think.
I feel like it's probably on the lower end of your spectrum, yeah.
Love that for me.
Okay, good. What's in the guy? Now, I don't even know if I want to go for round 3. What the hell is happening right now?
I don't know. Okay. Question number 3, honey. Matt and Leah, I have been a fan since the inception on Instagram Live. Shout out to the theme song from King of Queens. So I listen all the time, and you two remind me of me and my man. The question is, Leah, have you ever discussed feeling upset about something Matt said or did, and he told you you were overreacting? Matt, how do you handle situations now where you feel like Leah is overreacting? That's not ever the case. It's usually opposite.
What do you mean?
I don't think I overreact that much.
I don't think you do either.
I think, if anything, you overreact, and I have to pull you back down to reality.
I 1,000% would agree
with that.
Okay,
I'm glad you agree with that. And I'm not even trying to...
No, that's not even like a ball-busting issue. Like, no, I 100%, I tend to overreact. I have a very short fuse when it comes to... Not you and I. Once in a while.
Especially more in the beginning of our relationship. I'd be like, babe, like, I love you, but this is... uncalled for, like the way you're blowing this up.
Right.
It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I have grown.
You have, babe. And could we take a moment of silence for that, for your growth?
We're not mourning my growth.
We're gonna take a moment of silence.
We should do hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, I'm losing it. But I'm so proud of you.
Losing.
I've lost it. It's so far. I don't even know. It's in Denver somewhere.
It's in the Rocky Mountains.
But yes, you have made such tremendous growth. And for that, I'm so proud of you. But you do tend to overreact more. I don't think I really overreact that much.
No, I don't think we've ever been in that situation. So let's just, answer the question, shoes on the other feet. I don't recall too many times where Leah has been upset. Like, you're pretty level-headed and pretty cool. Of the two of us, I'm definitely the more emotional one. And I'm reactive to whatever... It sets me off, whatever that is. I want to blow everything up. So I definitely know that I overreact. I did it last night.
Yes.
And I was very proud of myself how after I just bit my tongue for a little while, vented for about 5 minutes, and then went, okay, I'm not going to let this ruin the rest of the night.
And I tried to, and I know now how to deal with you when you get like that. Because before I'd be like, oh my God, he's going to do that. Because, you know, like the things, sometimes you say things when you're upset and you're mad, you talk to your partner like, oh, well, this, I'm going to do that and this, that, you know.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, I'm like, oh my God, he's going to ruin everything. And this, you know, I didn't know how to handle that. And now I understand this is how you get.
Those closest to me know.
When you are upset, you blow things up. And all I know how to do, I just have to listen and I have to talk you down. And I can never, ever, ever say, and I never will say you're wrong or you're overreacting in the moment.
Right.
I have to, like, babe, you are so right. You are right. You're justified in feeling this way. I feel you. I can understand why you're upset. And all I can do is offer some advice and be like, let's talk about it. Yeah. Let's try to vent.
Simmer down a little bit. Yes. And then the problem actually gets addressed.
Because I don't think it's a good idea when someone's overreacting to be like, you're overreacting. Yeah, no one wants to hear that.
I think that's one of those things that I think it inherently pisses people off.
Yes.
Don't tell me I'm overreacting. Right. I am reacting as I feel is appropriate in the instant, in that moment.
Right.
So it's one of those, it's just going to piss me off even more.
Yes. It's, you can't tell someone.
You may believe that. You just can't say it. Never. Right. Listen, you're overreacting. If it's me, from the guy's perspective, you say, hey, listen, I word it differently. You may think she's overreacting and she may be, or vice versa. Just in that moment go, oh, okay, hey, listen, just be there. Wait till the pressure dissipates a little bit. Cause it will. And it varies on a person-to-person basis. Sometimes it takes me a full day. Sometimes it takes me 30 minutes. It just depends.
And I think something that is very important in relationships, everyone has different feelings. Everyone has a different brain, the way it works. And everyone is justified in feeling how they feel. You can't be like, no, you shouldn't feel that way. Because you're entitled to feel however you want. And whether or not I agree with it doesn't mean how you're feeling is wrong.
Right.
Like if I'm upset about something and you have no idea why I'm so upset, doesn't mean I shouldn't be upset because it's affecting me a different way than it would affect you.
We just talked about that 2 weeks ago, I think, because that was something a realization that I had an epiphany.
It's just important to let your partner feel how they feel and not try to change it or sway it. Now, if you're feeling some way that I know you're overreacting and it's 3 days later, I'm like, babe, I love you, but you need to chill. Like, this is not something you should be, this is not a hill to die on. And I'm always honest with you, always, but just not in the moment. It's important to let your partner feel how they're feeling, be fired up, whatever they got to do. As long as they're not harming themselves or somebody else, let them feel how they want to feel. Once they come down, then you have a real conversation and communicate and tell them, hey, I understand you feel that way, but here's why it's not quite where it should be, you should be feeling that way. So I just think it's about, you have to be honest. And I'll never sugarcoat the shit out of things with you when you're upset.
Time. Yes. Right. Yes.
But when it comes time to be like, no, babe. No.
But generally, when I get upset, or even you for the most part, it very rarely has something to do with the two of us. So I think it's a bit of a different scenario than what she's asking, where it's, why did you do this?
Sometimes.
But I think the advice still holds totally true.
100%.
Just let it simmer down. You can't solve anything in the moment. And just try to avoid, it sounds ridiculous, but try to avoid saying things that are just going to exacerbate the situation.
Right.
You may know exactly what the solution is. They don't want the solution in the moment. Just bite your tongue. Let them be angry. It will fade sooner than later. Then the communication comes back in.
Yeah.
It's been the theme today, huh? We've been answered a couple issues with communication. It's amazing.
All you
got
to do is just talk. Just talk. And again, you don't always have to agree with your partner. How boring would life be if you disagreed with everything they said? But it's okay to understand their perspective and listen to them and try to put yourself in their shoes. Why are they feeling this way? If they're really upset with me and they're overreacting, they obviously have to be, this is triggering them in some way. So let me try to understand why it's so upsetting to them. Let me put myself in their shoes. Realize, okay, that's where they're coming from. Do I agree with it? No, but I can still understand where you're coming from and why you're saying that.
It's a novel concept. Listen to the other side and then make a decision.
And never tell anyone they're overreacting. Like, just never do that.
Listen, you are overreacting right now. This is completely uncalled for. You're overreacting.
You're a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Did anyone
at home ever, or anyone, if you're at work, wherever you are, just make really weird faces at your partner?
No, that's a skill unique to Leah.
Like, no, people do that. Like, babe, would you still be with me if it looked like this? Would you? Like, permanently, if I looked like that?
I don't know. I'd have to see what that's...
Babe! would you be with me if I looked like this?
Oh, definitely.
Two
new
targets.
Would
you still be with me if I looked like this? You're stupid. I'm tired. I'm overreacting.
I am exhausted.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to
go home and sleep with my pets.
Big announcement next week. Hopefully a successful Valentine's Day recap. And in the meantime, keep doing what you're doing. We're grateful for you. We appreciate you.
Like, subscribe, comment. Do all
oh,
the
my God.
That
you're
Matt
so
says.
Thirsty. What is wrong with you?
Here. He is so thirsty. He's dehydrated. He looks like a raisin. He's shriveled up. He needs to be watered. Which I will do later. Hey!
All right, we're out of here. Bye.
Bear with us.
Forever. I was that excited.
Wait, do it again.
No.
All right, bear with us.